AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel.
The only reason someone can walk into church and shoot people praying is out of hate.
Charleston Mayor Joseph Riley reacting to the killing of 9 people during a prayer service last night at the Emmanuel AME Church. Police are looking for a white man in his 20s who they say entered the church and started shooting. Among those killed was the church's pastor, Clementa Pinckney, who is also a state senator. South Carolina AME Church elder Norvell Goff says there will be a prayer vigil in Charleston at noon today.
We want the entire community to pray for safety for our people, and that we would hope that this person who has committed this heinous crime, which is a hate crime, be brought to justice.
The police chief says the FBI will be involved in the investigation. A Catholic church near the Sea of Galilee has been heavily damaged by fire and a possible arson attack by Jewish extremists. Israeli police say the fire broke out at the Church of the Multiplication in the middle of the night, causing extensive damage. Hundreds attended a mass for the victims of a deadly Berkeley balcony collapse, with the Catholic priest calling on people to offer support for the families of the 6 young people killed and 7 injured.
For each and every one of those lives that have been lost, but they're not lost. We believe that we will see them again in glory.
Earlier, Berkeley Mayor Tom Bates said the collapse appears to have been caused by rotted wooden beams. An already soaked Midwest bracing for more rain, possible flooding from the remnants of Tropical Storm Bill. Arkansas's emergency management spokesman says they're concerned.
Our ground is saturated. Our rivers and lakes are full, much like they are in Texas and Oklahoma. And so the flooding threat is the biggest threat we face.
This is AP Radio News. Brian Williams will not return as NBC Nightly News anchor at the end of his suspension. The New York Times and CNN both reporting that an announcement on Williams' future is expected today. The AP's Ross Simpson on what led up to the suspension.
Williams was suspended in February for falsely saying that he was in a helicopter hit by enemy fire during an Iraq War reporting trip. Subsequently, NBC began looking into reports of embellishments or misstatements on other stories Williams was involved in.
Lester Holt's been subbing on the NBC Evening Newscast and is the odds-on favorite to be the permanent replacement. A significant change is coming to your money, Treasury Secretary Jacob Lew.
Right now, the $10 bill is undergoing a redesign, and I'm pleased to make a historic announcement. The new ten will be the first bill in more than a century to feature the portrait of a woman.
So far, it's been Alexander Hamilton on that bill. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.